All right, Tavo, say good morning. Let's begin. Chodesh, so we have a number of sponsors for this morning's shiur. First of all, we have a Talmud Torah sponsor for the month of Kislev, Sammy and Malka Esterson, in honor of the yahrzeit of their parents, Yitzchok Lev ben Aaron HaKohen, Ludwig Stiefel, and Hinda Esterson, Hinda Bas Henach Ephraim. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, the Neshamos will have an aliyah, and the family in Nechama. And dedicating this chus of Rafu Shlema for Nechama Leah Bas Devorah Leah. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, she together with Kol Chole Yisrael will have an ongoing and enduring Refuah. And by Moshe and Devorah, word of Shem, on the occasion of their 34th anniversary. Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, till 120 years, incredible health, and Hatzlacha. Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. So let's begin. So we left off today's daf, Sadik Aleph 91, a lot to do today, Baruch Hashem. So we are picking up, three lines up from the bottom, on Sadik Amud Beis 90b. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yonasan Lama Likra. So Rabbi Yonasan, so remember, we quoted the pasuk yesterday. We were going through all the various different karbanos and trying to understand which karbanos require nesach and which karbanos do not require nesach. So remember, the principle we espoused yesterday is essentially any karban which could come as a neder or nedava has the capacity for nesachim. Anything which doesn't come neder or nedava, Pevashtos, does not come with Nisachim. We're then also speaking about the idea about for Ola, that even though Tzon and Bakar is mentioned together, you don't have to go ahead and bring both of these Karbanos together. So says my Rabbi Yonasan, Lam Likra, why does Rabbi Yonasan require the Pasuk? Ha'amar, Ad Shifat Lecha, Kosev Yachtov. Rabbi Yonasan says that he holds that Halacha Lamaisa, even if two things are mentioned together in a Pasuk, that doesn't require you to go ahead and bring them together until the Pasuk says it explicitly, to which the Gemara says, Itzrich Sachadaitcham, you know, top of Tzadik Aleph. Ho'iluk Siv, Umin Hatzon, since the Pasuk says, and from the sheep, Kiman Dichsiv Yachtov Domi. That would be as if what? That would be as if they were written together. Ul Rabbi Yoshe Da'amar Afagav Blo Ksiv Yachtov, Kiman Dichsiv Yachtov. But current Rabbi Yoshe will say, whenever two things are mentioned in a Pasuk together, it's as if they are written together. In other words, it's as if they're conjoined, co-joined. Even if Lemaisa, again, it's clear that they're two separate items. So Libaikra, you should require Pasuk to teach me that ultimately I don't have to bring these two animals together in an Ola capacity. Haksiv im Ola Karbano min HaBakar v'im min HaTzon Karbano. So we'll say ultimately, again, the Pasuk clearly breaks up Bakar and Son to teach you that Halacha Lemaisa, when bringing an Ola, you need not bring both of those animals. V'idach, and the other opinion would say, Itzterich, Sakadait Hamina, Hani Mili Bimefarish. So I say, I'm gonna thought that's only daf when you articulate this. Avab Bistama. But if a person just makes a stam statement, an unspecified statement, Laisini Tarvayu, maybe you should have to go ahead and indeed bring from both. Kamash Malon, not like that. Amr Mar, Todimina. So we'll say next topic. Toda. From where do we know that a Toda requires Nisochin? From where do we know? So the Gemara says, Tamud Lomar. O Zevach, because the Bosai, the Pasuk, when talking about Nesachim, uses the Lashon of O Zevach. So O Zevach, Bosai, or a Karban. So we understand O Zevach ultimately, again, means a Toda. Atu Toda, Lav Zevachu. Is Toda not a Zevach? Itztrich, Sakadait Chamina, Hoil, V'ikal Lechem, Bahado. So Bosai, here's the interesting part about Toda. I might have thought that since Toda comes with accompanying loaves, therefore what? Loti by Nesachim. Therefore, it should not require libations. So we'll say, so again, you hear this idea, meaning, I would think maybe every karban has what's called a karbanic accessory. Right? So by Toda, the accessory are the loaves. So maybe I would not require Nesachim at all. To which the Gemara says, that doesn't make sense. I'll tell you why. Umayshna me'el nazir. We'll say, why would this be any different than the nazir's ram? That what? That halacha lemaisa diika bahadei lechem, which comes with loaves, ubay nesachim, and also requires nesachim. I'll tell you why, says the Gemara. Sagadait chamina hasam shnei minin. So we'll say by the nazir there are two different types of loaves. Hacha by the toda arba'a minin. There are four different types of loaves. Maybe again, when you're bringing four different types of loaves, under those circumstances, you don't have to bring nesachim. Kamash malam, that is not the case, that even with toda and its four different types of loaves, you still have to bring nesachim. I have a lichtov rachmana lefali neder ol nedava. So we'll say, let the pasuk just say lefali for a neder or nedava below by ola, and then you don't have to explicitly articulate ola. Why not, Rabbi Osai? Because once you tell me that any carbon which could be brought as a neder or a nedava requires nesachim, by definition that includes ola as well. To which the Gemara says, "Lo kasav rachmana ola hava amina va'asisem isha laHashem klal." So you both say, had the Torah not explicitly said Ola, I would have said as follows. The first phrase, Va'asisem isha laHashem, you shall make an offering to Hashem, that's a klal, that's a general statement. Lefale neder ola nedava, ultimately, again, as an articulation of a neder or a nedava, prat, that's a limiting phrase. L'reach nichoach, a pleasing aroma, chazar v'kalal. We'll say another general statement. So what do you have? We'll say Tzadik Aleph of Aleph 91A, first wide line. Klal uprat uklal. So we'll say, what do you have? You have a klal uprat uklal. Iyat hadan elakeina prat. So we'll say that exegetical principle tells me that when I have a klal, a prat, and a klal, I only go ahead, I judge the klal based on the prat. Maha prat mufurash davar she'ino ba'achit. Just like the prat is something which does not come for sin purposes. See, Rabbi say, ultimately, again, you can't bring, as we saw about yesterday, you can't bring a sin offering, a chatas or an asham, as a neder or a nedava. Af kol she'in ba'alchit. So too, ultimately, again, you only bring nesachim for something which does not come for sin purposes. Otsi chatas v'asham she'in ba'alachit. Therefore, Rabbi say, from the nesachim club, I would exclude chatas and asham, why? Because they come for sin purposes. But avi bechar u'maiser u'pesach she'in ba'anachit. But I would include these other karbanos of Osai, like maiser, pesach, bechar, which do not come as a result of sin. I would have said that halacha l'maiser, those don't come, they do come with nesachim. Tamud lomar ola. Therefore, we'll say the pasuk comes along and explicitly articulates ola, that which type of karbanos ultimately, again, come with their own nesachim, a karban that is like an ola. What's unique about an ola? It could come either in an obligatory fashion, or neder or nedava. So only if a karban could come in an obligatory way, neder and nedava doesn't get nesachim. These other karbanos, although they are not coming for sin purposes, because you can't bring bechar, meiser, pesach, as a neder or nedava, therefore it does not get nesachim. Hashta dichsiv ola. So okay, now that the pasuk says ola, so klal uprat mai ma mar bisbe. So we'll say, what does the klal and prat then come to teach me? To which the Gemara says, ma prat mufurashin mechuyav va'omed. So we'll say, just like the prat is referring to something shena mechuyav va'omed, it's not something that is obligatory in standing. Af kol shena mechuyav va'omed. Lahavi, what does this come to include? Vlados kachim utmurasan va'ola haba min hamosaros. So we'll say that it comes to include ultimately again, so the offspring of sacrificial animals, tumura offerings, and ola that comes from anything extra, min hamosaros. Va'asham shenitak l'riya or l'raya, and ultimately again, an asham, Rabbi said, that was put out to pasture. V'chalas zvachim shenizbechu shelo lishman, and furthermore, again, any other zvachim which were offered up shelo lishma. V'hashta da'amrit o lidrasha. So I say, now that I use the word o for drasha purposes, lefale neder o linedava lamali. What do I need the phrases of lefale neder o linedava lechalkam? Ultimately, you're going to both say to split them. Now, what does that mean? To split neder and nedava. What does this mean? It's terich sagadait chamina. I would have thought ad demaisi neder unedava loli boy nesachim. So you both say I would have thought that what? I would have thought that halacha lemaisa, the only time I'm chayiv to bring nesachim is when I bring both a neder and nedava. Kamashwan, that is not the case. The icy neder luchudei li boy nesachim. The icy nedava lechudei laicy nesachim. Therefore, we'll say the split in the pasuk, the O in the pasuk, comes to break up neder and nedava, and to teach me halacha lamaisa, I don't have to bring both a neder and a nedava to bring nesachim, but even if I'm bringing one or the other, I will be chayiv to bring nesachim. Hanicha l'Rabbi Yoshia. So we'll say this makes sense according to Rabbi Yoshia. Ella l'Rabbi Yonasan lamali. But ultimately, again, according to Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Yoshia, why do I need this? Sakadait chamina. I see neder luchudei li by nesachim. I would have thought as follows. If I bring a neder offering by itself, it requires nesachim. I see nedava luchudei li by nesachim. And if I bring a nedava by itself, it also requires nesachim. I see neder unedava Rabbi will say, but what happens if indeed I do bring a neder and a nedava? So tiski b'nisachin dechad. I'm going to thought that what? It should be enough if I bring one set of nisachim for both offerings. Now, as Rabbi will say, the havamina over here is okay. We've established neder gets its own nisachim. Nedava gets its own nisachim. I don't have to bring both in order to generate an obligation of nisachim. But what I might have thought was what? That in the event that I do bring a neder and nedava, then how many nisachim do I need? Or I'm not using the right terminology, but right, how many units of nisachim do you need? One. I would have thought one. Kamash malan halach lamaisa, I need two. Both say we are in Tzadik Aleph Amud Aleph in the wide lines. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 lines down. First word on the line, O. Right? Oh. So we'll say when the Pasuk says, or on your holidays, or on your Yamim Tovim, for what do I need that for? We'll say, so remember again, this is the Pasuk that's generating the obligation of Nisachim. And it's giving me all these different examples of which type of Karbanos require Nisachim. So all we're trying to do on a very simple level is dissect the Pasuk, figure out what type of sacrificial offerings require Nisachim and which do not. We'll say, first word on the line, O, right by the little dalet there with the half a parenthesis. So, obamuadechem lamli. So, we'll say, what do I need that phrase, obamuadechem? So, sakadet chamina, I would have thought, hani mili to come, I see, o labaneder, ushlamim benedava. I would have thought, we'll say, when do I require nesachim? If dafka, I'm bringing an ola as a neder, and the shlamim as an adava, because we'll say, that's how the pasuk is explicitly phrased. Inami ipcha, or even the opposite. But I will say, if I'm bringing both an Ola and the Shlamim as a Neder, or an Ola and Shlamim as a Nedava, or as well as I'm bringing both types of Karbanos, Ola and Shlamim, but I'm bringing it with the same nature of obligation, either both as a Shlamim, both as a Nedava. So I'm going to thought, Shem Neder Echad, the Shem Nedava Achasi. So I will say, they both have the same, they're both called the Neder. They're both called in a Dava, and therefore again, v'tiskilei b'nisachim dechad, and therefore again, I should be able to satisfy the obligation with one set of nisachim. Talmud lomar obamuadechem. Therefore, we'll say the pasuk is obamuadechem to tell me that what? Even if I'm bringing two different types of karbanos as the same type of karban, an ola and a shlamim as a neder, or an ola and a shlamim as in a Dava, nevertheless, each karban gets its own nisachim. Talmud lomar kamash malon obamuadechem. V'chisase ben bakar ola o zevach lamali. So we'll say, so then what do I need the phrase of if you go ahead and you do a ben bakar as an ola or zevach, what does that teach me? If it does need, I'll tell you why. Sagadait chamina, because I would have thought, hani mili, dekamaisi ola ushlamim beneder. I'm going to say that when you require nesachim, when you bring both an ola and shlamim as a neder, inami ola ushlamim benedava. Aval hecha dekamaisi shte olos, Chada b'neder, v'chada b'nedava. Rabbi Seif, I would have brought two olos. One is a neder, one is a nedava. Inami, shnei shlamim. Echad b'neder ve'echad b'nedava. Or if I brought two shlamim, one is a neder, one is a nedava. Ema, shem shlamim achasi, shem ola achasi. I would have thought Rabbi Seif, because they're both a shlamim, or they're both an ola, therefore there's one shame, and therefore what? V'tiskilei, b'nisachim dechad, and I would have thought that halacha l'maisa, all I require is one set of nisachim, kamash malon, no. Kamash malon, see, the theme, it's very easy to hold cup on the theme. The theme is what? Every single karban gets its own nisachim. That's the theme. Even if you're bringing multiple karbanos as within the same what we'll call karbanic family, you're bringing multiple shlamim, you're bringing multiple olos, right? Or you're bringing this, or you're bringing two different types of karbanos, but for the same karbanic purpose, an ola and the shlamim as a neder, ola shlamim as a nedava. Even though Rabbi say ultimately there's a commonality in the karbanos, either for the purpose they're being brought or the nature of the karbanic designation. Every carbon gets its own nisachim, assuming that you satisfy nisachim criteria. And so far, what have we established as nisachim criteria? As long as you are the type of carbon which can be brought as a neder or a nedava, then halacha lemaise you get nisachim. So far, the only thing we've really seen that excludes is what? All sin offerings, chatas and asham, and the list in the Mishnah, the bechor, meiser, Pesach, which are obviously karbonos which cannot be brought as nedarim and nedavos. Good. Lefali neder oshlam. So we'll say again, we'll keep going with the drashas. Lefali neder oshlamim. If you bring it as an articulation or as a fulfillment of a neder or shlamim, salamli, what do I need this phrase for? I'll tell you why. Sagadait chamina, because I would have thought, hani mili hecha demaisi shtei olos. Amar Atatubo said that, what's the case we're referring to over here? When a person brings two olos, chad abeneder, v'chad abenedava. Two olos, Rabbi Osai, one is a neder, one is in a dava. Inami, or the other possibility is, shnei shlamim, chad abeneder, chad abenedava, or two shlamim, one is a neder, one is in a dava. Aval hicha, that's when you're requiring a sachin. Aval hicha, the kamaisi, shtei olos beneder. But we'll say if I bring two olo offerings and I'm bringing them both as an eder, ushtei olos binadava, or two olos ultimately again as an edava, inami shnei shlamim binader, ushnei shlamim binadava, or I will say for that matter again two shlamim as an eder, or two shlamim as an edava, shame ola echadu, v'shem neder echadu. I would call that one designation of an ola, one designation of a neder, and therefore what? V'tiskilei b'nesachim dechad. And ultimately, again, it should be enough if I bring one set of nesachim. Kamash malon, no. Kamash malon, Rabosai, every single karbon gets its own nesachim. Rabbi Yoshia, hay min ha-bakar, o min ha-tzon lamali. So Rabosai, what does Rabbi Yoshia do with this phrase, min ha-bakar, min ha-tzon? So that's akadait chamino, I would have thought, hani mili, betray mine. But say, when is it true that each carbon gets its own, when it gets its own nesachim, when it's trei mini, two different types of carbonos. Aval b'chad mino, but Rabbi Osei, one type, tiskilei b'nesachim dechad. It should be enough if you get one set of nesachim, kamash malon no. Kacha ta'asu le'echad lamali. So we'll say, ultimately, again, what do I need this phrase? Kacha ta'asu le'echad. Sakadait chamina, I would have thought, hani mili b'ze'achar ze'. I mean, I thought ultimately, again, this is only true when the karbanos are offered one after the other. But if they're being brought at the same time, you should be enough if you bring one set of nesachim. Kamash malon, no. We'll say, so again, bottom line, as we just said before, every individual karban that is in the parsha of nesachim as defined by, can be brought as a neder or nedava, will go ahead and get its own set of it's not really set of nesachim. It gets its own nesachim. Even if it's being brought as a group of multiple like karbanos. Nevertheless, again, every karban gets its own nesachim. Good. So we'll say, remember again, so the Mishnah pointed out over here that as much as we said that a chatos and an asham do not get nesachim, there seems to be an exception to that rule, and that is the chatos of the mitzorah and the asham of the mitzorah do in fact require nesachim. So says the Gemara, Minahani Mili. Where do we know this from? So the Gemara says, Ushlosha esronim solas mincha, Ushlosha esronim solas mincha. So Bosei, when the Pasuk says that the mincha is three esronim solas, so the Gemara says, B'mincha boi mazevach hakasa medaber. We're talking about the mincha that is brought together with the mitzora's carbon. So the Gemara says, "Bemin chaba chasim adaber." Ata omer bemin chaba imazevach. Oh, ain ela bemin chaba b'fnei atzma. How do you know it's talking about the mincha that comes with the mitzora's carbon? Maybe it's talking about a mincha that comes on its own. Kishu omer v'hela hakoyin es haola v'esa mincha. When the pasuk says that the kohen shall go ahead and lift up the oil in the mincha, how do you omer bemin chaba imazevach chasim adaber? That's talking about the mincha that comes together with the carbon. V'adayin ini odeya, but still I don't know. Im tuuna nesachim imlav. Does the carbon require nesachim or not? Talmud lomer v'yayin la nesach revi'e sahin ta'ase al ha'ola ola zevach la kevas ha'echad. So I'll say, therefore, the pasuk tells me that ultimately, again, I do have a nesach that comes together with the carbon of the mitzorah. Ha'ola. So we'll say, so again, what do I do with the phrase ola? So remember again, we'll say, as we're going to see in just a little bit, the Nazir effectively brings three different types of karbanos. He brings an asham, he brings an ola, and he brings a chatos. So the Gemara now is going through each of these karbanos. Ola, zu olas mitzorah. This refers ultimately to the ola brought by the mitzorah. Zevach, zu chatos mitzorah. So ola is the ola of the mitzorah. Zevach is the chatos of the mitzorah. Ola zevach, zu asham mitzorah. So we'll say these are the three karbanos of the mitzorah. So we'll say, first of all, if you think about this, by the way, it's incredibly amazing. This is why Pashit doesn't pay to speak Lashon Hara. Right? I would say it's amazing. One little slip of the tongue, and you are in for three animals. You've got an Ola, an Asham, and a Chatas. And I will say, you know what even compounds it? It's not like you get like a shtick fleisch from it. You know, at least you get a dinner out of it. You get nothing out of any of these kabbalas. Because remember again, Olas, Kulam, Izbeach, Chatas, and Asham go to the Kohanim, not to the Bailim. Right? They both say, see, you have to understand something. This is part of the power of a Beis HaMikdash also. When you had a Beis HaMikdash, you really thought a lot before you went ahead and you did things. Why? Because today I could do an Aveira. Okay, I'll do Tshuva. It's not, meaning it's not such a big deal. There's no dramatic difference in my life right now. But in the Beis HaMikdash, when a person does something wrong, it hits you in the wallet. It literally, meaning there is a direct cause and effect of it. Person speaking Lashon Hara becomes a Metzora. Chatos, Asham, Ola. Dramatically amazing. So the Gemara says as follows. So we'll say, why do we learn how two of them ultimately again from Rashi on the top, by the way, says the top section of Rashi, last on the top section of Rashi, specifically Tarvayhu, Chatos Va'asha Mizevach, V'loli Boy Kralach Ochad V'chad. We'll say, so I've got an Ola Chatos and an Asham. Why do I need the Pasuk to talk about Chatos and Asham if it already says Lezevach? Why can't I just learn out both Chatos and Asham from Zevach? To which the Gemara says, the Amar Beis, the Amar Mar, Chatos Va'asham Minayin. From where do I know ultimately again? Chatas and Asham. Now, what is this talking about? This is not talking about Mitzora. This is actually talking about Nazir. Well, say, take a look at the top Rashi in the top section. The Amr Mar, Gabi Nazir, Velakach Hasir Rosh Nizro, Venasan Alaish Asher Tacha Zevach Hashlamim. So, we'll say, the halacha is that a Nazir, when he cuts his hair, is supposed to, obviously, cut his hair, and he throws it into the fire underneath the shlamim. So they're cooking the shlamim meat, and the nazir throws his hair into that fire underneath the shlamim. That's the halacha. But how do I know that halacha lemaisa, if he goes ahead and he throws it underneath one of the other kavanos? That's what Rashi says. Gabi nazir v'lacha chaseris rosho v'nasan ala isha shetachas zevach shlamim inli ela tachas zevach shlamim tachas hadud shel chatos. The nazir has the ability to throw the hair underneath or in the fire that's used to cook the chatos and the asham as well. Talmud lomar zevach, because we'll say the pasuk says zevach. So you see from nazir that what, whenever the pasuk says zevach, zevach refers to chatos and asham. If that's the case, then by mitzora, why does the Torah need to explicitly articulate chatos and asham? Just learn it from the word zevach. Zevach means chatos and asham. Hani, to which the Gemara says no. Hani mili hechad de tarvayo ki adadi ninu. So I will say, you clear out chatas and asham from the word zevach when the chatas and asham are the same. However, aval hecha, the asham lahachshir, the chatas lechaper. Rabbi, let's say, for example, when it comes to mitzora, where the chatas and asham serve two dramatically different purposes, the asham is to be machshir the mitzora, to change his status. And the chatos is for a kapara. So ba'inan shreikra. Rabbi, say, in that case, if the chatas and asham serve two dramatically different purposes, then halacha lemaisa, you do require two different psukim. Zevach zu chatos. So we'll say, going back again, the pasuk says, zevach refers to chatos, chatos mitzora. The ema zu chatos va'asham de nazir. Maybe not. Maybe it refers to the chatas and the asham and nazir. Maybe what it's coming to teach is that the chatas and the asham of the nazir require nesachim. To which the Gemara says, lo, sakadaitcha, disanyo, uminchasam v'niskehem. The pasuk says, their menachos and their nesachim, ba'olasa u'bishlamav hakasav medaber. So it's talking about ultimately, again, the ola and the shlamim. So the Gemara says, atorn ba'olasa u'bishlamav, o eino ela filo bechatos. Maybe he's coming to say that even the chatos requires nesachim. Tamud lomar, ve'ez ha'ayol ye'ase zevach shlamim. Umin chasav v'nisuch, we'll say here, I'll quote you the pasuk in its entirety. Ve'ez ha'ayol zevach shlamim la'ashem, Asala matzos. Okay, fine. So Gemara says, "Vesa ayol yaseh zevach shlamim uminchaso v'nisko ayol bichlal hayom." So we'll say ayol. So the pasuk over here, dafka singles out the ayol, singles out the ram. So the Gemara says, "Why is that? The ram was already part of the klal." Vesa ayol yaseh zevach shlamim uminchaso ayol bichlal hayom. V'lama yafza. So why was ayol singled out? Lahakishelav. Ultimately, to make it hekish to it. What's the hekish? Ma ayol miyuchad. Bab neder unedava, just like ayil is unique in that it could come as a neder or a nedava. Av kol ba ben eder nedava. So it's Rabosai, the principle we've been espousing this entire time, what type of carbon gets nesachim is the type of carbon that is brought, can only be brought as an eder nedava. So fine, av kol ba ben eder nedava. Ola, so what's when the pasuk says Ola, zu olas mitzora. This refers to the olas mitzora that it gets nesachim. Ve'ema zu olas yolades. How do you know that it's the olas mitzora? Maybe it refers to the olas yolades. Amrabaye ola yolades misefa dekar nafka. The olas yolades is learned out from the end of the pasuk. This sanya, Rabbi Nasan Omer la keves zu olas yolades. When the pasuk says la keves, this refers to the olas yoledes, the ola that a woman who gives birth brings, and tells us that Allah HaMais, you have to bring the sachem with that. Ha echad, so also when it says ha echad, what does that refer to? This is actually very interesting. Ze achad asar shal meiser. This refers, Rabosai, to the 11th animal, to the 11th animal of meiser. Rabosai, you say to yourself, what does that mean? Meiser be'ema is the 10th animal. So we've had this case actually throughout Shas before. Look at Rashi. Ze'achad asar shal meiser, Rashi says, de'taun nesachim. Gemara says, k'disnan kara l'tishi asiri, ula asiri tishi, uli yiralef asiri, shlashtan mikudashin. Rabosai, you see, interestingly enough, if a person is counting out Meiser Behemah, I have an obligation to give every 10th animal to the Kohen. So we'll say a person gets a little bit mixed up with his counting, and the way the Gemara works out is something very interesting. He called the 9th animal the 10th animal the 9th, and the 11th animal the 10th. So we'll say, the good news is you're going to have many opportunities in front of you. The bad news is they're all Kodesh. So we'll say, so again, they have differing levels of Kodesh. So the idea over here is that the 11th, the one that was called the 11th, or the one that is the 11th, ultimately, again, is offered up as a carbon, and ultimately has a din of Nesachim as well. So the Gemara is, Ha'echad ze'achad aser shal meiser, shekar of shlamim. It's offered up as a shlamim, has accompanying Nesachim. Shalom atzilimah b'chala Torah, she'itav el charim in ha'ekar. I will say, because the novelty over here is that what? See, normal meiser behema does not come with Nesachim. Isn't that interesting? Normal Meiser Behemah does not come with Nesachim. Yet, in this case, where you mix stuff up and that 11th animal is offered up as a Shlamim, it does come with Nesachim, which is actually quite interesting. Rava Amar, Eizu Davar Shetzarach Shlosh Ribuyim. We'll say, what Rava says, what is an example of something that requires three Ribuyim, three Ribuyis, in order to go ahead and show that it requires Nesachim? Havi Omer, Zu Mitzora. So I would say this is Mitzora, because as we just saw before, remember Mitzora has three Karbanos, an Ola, Chatas, and Asham, and yet we have three Ribuyim, three Limudim from the Pasuk, that have to teach me that Halacha L'maisa, they come with Nesachim. La'ayo lamali. What do I need the phrase la'ayo, or the word la'ayo? I'm going to have the rabos elo shel Aaron. We'll say this comes to include the ram of Aaron, the ram that Aaron offers up on Yom Kippur, that this ram is offered up with Nesachim. So the Gemara says, elo shel Aaron, why do I don't need la'ayo to teach me the ram of Aaron from Yom Kippur. Mi b'mo'adechem nafka. We'll say I learned that from the word mo'adechem. Mo'adechem means even the offerings you offer up on your Yom Tov require Nesachim. I assumed that that also included the Isle of Aaron. Sagadait Chanina, because I would have thought, Hani mili ditzibor, Vosei Moadechem teaches me that communal offerings of Yom Tiv require Nesachim. Aval diyachid lo, but individual offerings on Yom Tiv maybe do not require Nesachim. Umashname olas yoledes, why should the Isle of Aaron be any different than the Ola of the Oledes, which requires Nesachim? Sagadait Chanina, because I would have thought, that when does the carbon require Nesachim? The carbon of Yachid required Nesachim. Maybe when it's not time dependent or tethered to a particular time. Aval davar shekavu alozman. Emelo, Rebbe will say for something ultimately, which has a specific time. Maybe halacha lemaisa, again, it does not get Nesachim. Kamashmala, no. Kamashmala, not like that. Ola, that even the Isle of Aaron, which is tethered to a specific time, and it's a carbon yachid, will also require Nesachim. Ola ayolam libos. What I learned from the phrase Ola ayol, lirabos as a palgas. We'll say this is really fascinating. What's a palgas? So if you look at Rashi over here, actually, look at Rashi Kisveyad on the bottom section of Rashi, six lines up from the bottom. Palgas. Keves ben yud gimel shanim. We'll say this is a lamb that is 13 months old. Yotza mechlal keves, so it's no longer called a keves, it's no longer called a sheep. Ulechlal ayolobah, but it's not yet called a ram. So we'll say, you know, this is an in between. You know, it's that awkward state. It's that awkward state for sheep. You know, when they're not sure, they're going through changes, right? They're not sure exactly where they're holding, right? I'm no longer a sheep, but I'm not yet a ram. 13 months. So the Gemara says the keves, because here's what's interesting. The Torah speaks about two different types of karbanos. The Torah speaks about a keves and an ayil. A keves has a very specific definition. It is a sheep within a year old. A ayil has a very specific definition as well. The ayil ben shtei shanim. An ayil is 2 years old. So we'll say, interestingly enough, there's that in-between state that we call a palgas. So once the animal is 13 years old in one day, it becomes an ayil. But again, during that 1 month, that in-between state is called a palgas. So we'll say, so what do you do with a palgas? So the Gemara says, Ola ayil amali, l'rabo says a palgas. It comes to include that even if you offer up a palgas, the halacha is that what? You go ahead and you offer it up with nisachim. So as according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that this is like a legitimate karban, okay, this non. So, or I should say, beriyahu really means that halacha lemeisa, it is an entity unto itself. If it's an entity unto itself, that's why I need an additional limud of a pasuk to teach me that it's chayiv in nisachim. This non. Hekrivu maybe alav niske ayil ve'ino olalo mizivcho. Because also once we learn in the Mishnah that what? If you offered up a palgas, so the halacha is that it counts. In other words, you have to bring nisachim as if it were an ayil, but it doesn't satisfy your obligation. So we'll say it's very interesting. So if you brought a palgas in satisfaction of some type of karbanic obligation, it's a valid karban. It's a valid karban, and you'll bring the type of nisachim like one would bring with an ayil, but you do not satisfy your karbanic obligation with a palgas. So you'll have to go ahead and bring another animal. And Rabbi Yochanan says, ultimately again, Ola Ayil comes to include the palgas, because the palgas is considered to be an entity unto itself. According to Rabbi who says that you can bring it, and ultimately again, you just stipulate a number of stipulations that you cover your bases, whatever a palgas is designated as. In other words, that according to Rabbi, a palgas is not an animal onto its own. It's not a separate category. And rather, again, there's some suffix, but there's a way to cover your doubt by making different tanaim. It's the rikra l'rabuyes l'sveika. Do I need a pasuk ultimately again to tell me about a case of suffix? Vada l'barpada kasha. You must say, enoch inam, you're right, according to barpada, this would be a kasha. Kacha ye'asel ashara echad ola ayala echad ola sebak vasim oba izim. So now the pasuk says, this is what you shall do for the one shor, or for the one ayil, or for the sebek vasim obi'izim. So what do I do with this pasuk? L'shara echad matamud omar. What do I do with the phrase l'shara echad? L'fisha matzinu shechalek ha'kasa b'niske ayil l'niske keves. But now that I see that the Torah draws a distinction between the nesachim that are brought with an ayil, which is a mature sheep, versus the nesachim that are brought with a keves, which is a sheep within 1 year old. Yochol nachlok beniske par leniske egel. So we'll say, so this is an interesting novelty. So therefore, I would think that maybe I could begin to distinguish between what? Between the nesachim brought by a par. A par is a cow, an adult cow, versus an egel, which is a calf. I would have thought I should distinguish between those in the Sakhim as well. Tamud lomar l'shar ha'echad. Therefore, I will say the pasuk of l'shar ha'echad, which teaches me that everything in the cow family has one din of nisachim. That although we will distinguish between the nisachim of a keves and an ayil, we do not distinguish between other nisachim. But I'll say, just interestingly enough, why there is this distinction? Why in the sheep family you have this concept of a palgas, which does not exist in any of the other animal families? In the other animal families, you're either mature or you're a child. There's not this in-between stage. Why sheep have that as opposed to other animals is a bigger discussion. So the Gemara goes weiter. Ola ayil, well, one more piece. Ola ayil, not tamlor, but this is or for the ayil. What is this coming to teach me? Lifi shematzinu shechalak hakosuv beniske ben shana, leniske ben shtayim. So we'll say, now that we've seen that the pasuk makes a distinction between the nesachim brought for a 1 year old animal versus the nesachim brought for a 2 year old animal. Yachol nechlok beniske ben shtay shanim lebein shalosh. So maybe I should go ahead and what? Make a distinction between the nesachim brought for a 2 year old animal and a 3 year old animal. Talmud lomar la'ayil ha'echad. So we'll say, therefore, the pasuk says, for ayil, ultimately again, Once you're in the Ayil family, Rabbi say, when do you get into the Ayil family? After you reach the age of 2 years old, it's one set of Nesachim. So whether you're a 2-year-old Ayil, 3-year-old Ayil, doesn't make a difference, same Nesachim. Ola Sebak Vasim Atamadomar. Or Rabbi say, for the Sebak Vasim, what do I do with that? Lefisha Matzinu Shechalak HaKasa Be Niske Keves LeNiske Ayil. Now that we said there's a difference between the Nesachim brought for a Keves and the Nesachim brought for an Ayil, Yachol Nachlok Bein Kivsa. Bein kivsa l'niske rechela. I might have thought that therefore again I should also make a distinction between the 1-year-old and the 2-year-old. That's the keves and the rachel. Tamud lomar ola sebak vasim. Ultimately again the pasuk says that what halacha l'maisa ola sebak vasim. O beizim atamud lomar l'fish matzinu shechalak hakasa bein niske keves l'niske ayol. Once I see the Torah makes a distinction between the keves and the ayol for nesachim. Yachol nachlog bein niske gedi l'niske seir. Maybe there should be a distinction between the Nesachim brought to Rabbi Yosef, Gedi is a young goat, versus a Seir, which is an old goat. Goats different than sheep. Tamud Lomar, O Be'izim. There Rabbi Yosef, the Pasuk says that what? That halacha lemaisa, O Be'izim, that in the goat family, Rabbi Yosef, whether it's a young goat or an old goat, the Nesachim will be the same. So Rabbi Yosef, so bottom line, halacha lemaisa, the only place we really find the distinction between the Nesachim within the same animal family will dafka be between the keves and the ayil. That's the only case. But in the cow family, and even between other young animals like young sheep and young goats, ultimately the kvasim will be the same. All right, but so we'll stop over here for today. I'll share with you a short idea on the parasha.